James, people obviously look at the fixtures, but they look about obviously what happens on their day here at the Nose Mile Racing. Good to see the work continuing in the centre of the course, which is a project dear to a lot of people's hearts, and very much fingers crossed, provided the weather doesn't do anything very naughty, we're on course for a dandy opening.
We are. We're delighted with how 2017 went. We were proud of the differences we made and the improvements, the new stewards head on box, for example, and the additional big screens. But you can't stand still, and we won't stand still. People who've been around the Nose Mile over the winter months will have seen the work going on. Yes, on the track, that's part of a normal plan maintenance for the course. That'll be back in good order by the time we get to May the 16th. They'll also have noticed a couple of great big holes at the north and south of what we know as the course enclosure, the picnic enclosure, as many people would know it. That's a big project that we announced last year, well underway, to construct two big new toilet blocks, to add additional pathways, to make the experience of having a picnic on the Nose Mile, watching some of those great horses, a little bit more comfortable. We're not wanting to change that sense of fresh air, that sense of the children being able to run around, that sense of cost effectiveness to get in and see the great stars. £3 for over 65 year olds to see the Dante that we talked about. But yeah, on plan, touch wood, a mild winter. Our friends at Lindham will have that up and ready for you by May the 16th.
And whenever we think of the centre of the course, we think of the summer weekends, and obviously work in progress now to try and get some music acts.
Yes, when you talk about the music acts, it's the most often asked question on social media and Twitter. We are working hard. It's not easy to land names the likes of the Coors that we've had in the past, or Sir Tom Jones that we've had in the past. So we're hoping to make some announcements. The best advice as ever, watch this website, watch our social media feeds. They'll be the first places that we announce the acts for Saturday the 30th of June, and also for Music Showcase weekend at the back end of July, our only evening, the 27th of July, and the 28th, the Saturday. You can buy tickets if you don't like our final selection. I hope you will. If you don't, you can send them back for refund. So please use the website. Be in first.
And on one final thing at this stage, clearly there are other issues that are in your in-tray. Would I be right in thinking the search for a new sponsor for the Ebor is one of those towards the top of the pile?
On the commercial side, it's one of our flagship races. It's our famousest race. It sits there on Saturday, the 25th of August. Betfred has been a tremendous partner of the race for many years. The relationship is changing. So, yes, the advertising signs are out. One of those ones where I look at you elliptically and say, discussions are ongoing. So we hope to have some exciting news about the Ebor in the first couple of months of 2018. Whatever happens, tremendous contest. As we've gone through the awards season, remembering Nikita, seeing Callum Rodriguez picking up titles for being the leading apprentice in Yorkshire, that I guess will have been a great memory for Callum, as it was for many others.